This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:12, down 3 3/4 on the open. May, 9:20, down 6 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at $9, down 3 on the open. May, 9:13, down 2 3/4. July, 8:03, down 1. September, 8:12, up 2 1/4. December, 8:25, up 5 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 4:71, up 4 3/4 on the open. May, 4:83, up 5 1/2. July, 4:92 1/2, up 5 1/2. September, 4:92, up 6 1/4. December, 4:90, up 4 1/4. March of 2009, 4:98 1/2, up 7 3/4 on the open. And July at 5:06, up 7 on the open. January beans open at 12:49, up 13 on the open. March, 12:63, up 13 1/4. May, 12:78, up 9 1/2. July, 12:87, up 10 3/4. November, 11:83, up 15 1/2 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 341.80, up 390 on the open. March, 347, up 250. January soybean oil opened at 50.48, up 28 on the open. March, 51, up 25. February live cattle open at 94.65, up 5 on the open. January feeders, 110, down 32 1/2. February lean hogs, 55.65, down 5. And February pork bellies open at 84.20. Unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening at the Sharon United Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois, for another one of our free Agricultural Outlook panels. No advance registration is required. Come to the meeting at 7 o'clock. Bring your agricultural questions. And we have a stellar panel of analysts on hand to provide some answers, including Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services, and this man, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Yeah, Dave, we're going to be making the drive over to Decatur here later this afternoon, and looking forward, hope a few people will come out. We're going to drive a long ways over there and like to talk to them and see what we can share together that maybe can help each other.
Yeah, give us the early word on a couple of points that you would like to make tonight.
Well, I think that, you know, that we're just looking at some very, very, very volatile times here, Dave, and a lot of the things we have to look at and maybe some of the ways to protect some of this great prices we're having now.
Turn your attention to the market today. It is indeed a turnaround Tuesday in a big way. New contract highs in those harvest months.
Yeah, there is. You know, three things happened off the bat this morning. We come in and we're seeing crude oil was up close to $2. We're seeing gold at all-time highs, and we're seeing the dollar taking it on the air again. And those things, along with the idea that today started the reshuffle of the funds, of the index funds, with some buying power coming in behind them, very strong. You know, sent a lot of sellers to the sidelines, and we're seeing that fact here quite heavily today, along with the turnaround Tuesday. You know, all those other things piled up together, why the outside markets are helping drive these things. Also, the talk that, you know, China made the comment they were going to import some more beans and meal here along the way sure didn't hurt the beans' chances of staying strong.
Haven't seen that index fund reshuffle yet. Wheat prices are higher at the moment. We're going to get this shuffled close to the close or on the close?
A lot of times the index funds do react near the close of the day. So I guess maybe that's the thought. There was word on some of the news wires this morning that we might trade higher and yet get closer to unchanged by the time the day was over. Now, do I think that as strong as this one's looking? It's hard to see a sell-off right at this point in time.
What's the early word for Friday's reports, Wayne? If there is a surprise of some kind, where might it be?
Well, I think the surprise would have to be if they increase production, because the government, USDA, generally has a tendency for big crops to get bigger and small crops to get smaller. And I know that the feeling on the floor and a lot of the analysts is that the government will continue to shrink back on some of the yields and the production that way. So we might, you know, cut back a little bit on that big carryout number that we're looking at in the corn. I think that, you know, there's a lot of people that just feel that the government might cut back a little bit there. But, you know, we have to also remember that might just be an even Steven thing, because if we do look at the amount of corn that's been used for ethanol, we maybe shouldn't stay at the numbers the government was using earlier in the year.
What might we know about new crop wheat after the reports?
Well, I think, you know, we're going to see some, we should see the planted acreage and see where we're at looking down the road and see, you know, how many acres we are looking at here. So I think that there's going to be some big numbers there. I think as we talked on Commodity Week on Saturday there, that there was an idea that maybe a few more acres wheat got planted later in some of the areas, Louisiana, Mississippi, whatever like that, and there might be a few more wheat acres than what was early anticipated.
Could we see a surprise on the quarterly grain stocks reports because of the harvest being fairly early?
I think that could be a possibility, Dave, that a lot of the old crop was harvested very early. Actually, in fact, sort of got moved around and moved into different places before actually the new year started September 1st with some of the early harvest, August harvest. So, you know, they are looking for the possibility that feed use has been very good, and the quarterly stocks report that corn could be a little lower than what people are looking for.
I suppose on Friday we'll all be surprised, and irregardless of what the reports show, if they're bullish or bearish, we might end up a little bit softer, I suppose, because you've seen that before on bullish data. The trade uses it to take profits, and of course, if it's bearish, they just play the bearish side.
You know, the key trick is not knowing the numbers they're coming out with. It's knowing how people react to those numbers,
mm-hmm.
Dave. And this has been probably one of the strangest years, is trying to figure out how the trade will react to the figures once they get them. And I think that the tremendously bullish attitude by most of the funds has changed a lot of people's thoughts as to how they react to some of these reports. So, I mean, you know, like I say, we're still in that battle for acres coming into the February 1st, March time frame here. And even with some different numbers along the way, I think it's going to take a lot to sell this market off very much.
Wayne, when you talk about the battle for acres, are you looking for a particular acreage number? Are you looking for a price ratio? What are the signals that are you looking for that says the market is getting the job done, whatever that might be?
Well, we used to always consider the price ratio, and in general, if it was out of line in the years past, we tend to, the one that was out of line to the top side had a better chance of coming down than the lower one coming up. The world has changed. The volatility is so much stronger right now, and we seem to be going up with the lower of the ratio and trying to come in there. So I think that we're definitely shooting for $5 corn. The index funds are definitely shooting for $13 to $14 beans. Are those numbers that will be realized? Probably so, if they shoot hard enough.
And if they're realized, those are numbers certainly to be taken advantage of as a hedger, right?
Well, I would think that the scale in sales by producers out here are just a must at some of these prices, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a great day.
See you this evening.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. And again, he'll be one of the panelists this evening at Sharon United Methodist Church Indicator. The analysts panel meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock. I got this in from Ed Kieser just a few minutes ago. He tells me a flood warning is in effect for DeWitt, Logan, McLean, and Sangamon counties until 3 p.m. A flood warning is also in effect for much of Livingston County and the northern tip of Ford County and extreme northwestern Iroquois County until 3:45 p.m. A flood warning in effect for the rest of Ford, Iroquois, and southeastern Livingston counties until 10:30 a.m., that expiring fairly soon. And a flood watch in effect for Champaign, Christian, DeWitt, Douglas, Ford, Iroquois, Livingston, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let's go ahead and get you caught up with the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City now at 9.29, up 13 and a quarter. The Board of Trade March wheat, 9.20, up 17. July, 8.15, up 11. March corn, 4.75 and a half, up 9 and a quarter. Now up 9 at 4.75 and a quarter. July, 4.96, up 9. January beans at 12.53, up 17. March, 12.67, up 17 and a quarter. November, 11.84 and a half, up 17. Go back to the December corn contract at 4.93 and three quarters, up 8. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.